Okay.
Mr. Chair, this is Alexander from KPFK. Point of order, just in regards to the CFOs answering this question. I might be better equipped to answer this question, and parts of this I may have preferred in executive session. I could give a better generalized answer. I'm more intimate with the service than the CFO. Up to you.
Well, we'll leave it up to the CFO if you want to briefly use part of his time to let you speak.
Nancy,
so, Nancy, you want to wrap up your question because we only got 90 seconds. They won't let the CFO.
You don't have to answer, but maybe just consider using updated but not new equipment and updated but not necessarily new software. And also possibly using open source software, which is free and is comparable to Great Plains. We don't, you know, Great Plains is for really big organizations. I'm not sure we need all the features that Great Plains have in it. There's only two, there's only two versions of Great Plains, I think. And I don't.
Okay, Nancy, you got to give him a chance. Fine, you're okay. Going. But
please consider that.
Yeah, so let me answer that. So there are several parts to the question, and I definitely will respect Jonathan's expertise in that area, but let me answer that very briefly. So far as the desktop computers are concerned, that's a separate issue, and that I don't know about the age, and that is not the costly issue at stake. The costly issue is about the Great Plains and the server that is hosting the Great Plains. So whenever we upgrade Great Plains, it is not the 2006 version or 2010 version that is an option. It has to be the current version because then only we get the licensing agreement and the service packs and everything. The most critical, so in terms of the using the old equipment and those things, we cannot use the old equipment because, again, it's the stability and the reliability of the hosting server that is at stake. And that is combined together with the upgrade of the software. So,
point of order.
Yes, Adriana, what's your point of order?
We have time in the CFO report, the 20 minutes already.
Okay. Is there an extension of time?
Nancy, I move to extend 10 minutes for the CFO.
Okay. Is there a second?
Second.
Is there any objection to extending for 10 minutes, CFO? Okay, without objection. Okay.
I'm sorry, Chair.
Yes.
Are you recognizing me?
Yes, Serene.
Oh, okay. The agenda has an adjournment time of 11:30, I believe.
Yes.
Okay, so it's 11:23. We can't really extend for 10 minutes, but I would like to recommend that we handle all of our extensions now instead of doing it piecemeal for the rest of the meeting.
Order, Brian.
Well, I'm just going to get Brian.
Order.
Point of order.
A motion to extend is not debatable.
No, but it's amendable, Brian. We do this dance all the time. Why?
But let's go and vote for the 10 minutes. We're out of time. We can extend after that.
I amend my motion to 5 minutes extension. The CFO report.
Is there any objection to 5 minutes, to extend 5 minutes?
Adriana?
Yes.
I amend to extend to finish to adjourn at 11. I mean at 12. Obviously, Eastern Time. It means adding, obviously, half an hour to our adjournment time.
Okay, you're making an amendment to extend the meeting to
yes.
O'clock?
Yes.
Janet, point of order?
Yes, Janet, what's your point of order?
So, Nancy's motion to extend had to do with extending the item. And this new one is extending the meeting. Those are two separate.
Well, I'm taking it as amendment. I think as I take it, Janet, Adrian is amending to extend the minute for 12 minutes, which would be inclusive of the 10 minutes for this particular item for the CFO. That's how I understand what she's doing.
Didn't she?
Okay.
Point of information.
Yes. What's your question?
Didn't she say midnight?
12 o'clock. 12 o'clock, yes.
You just said, you said 10 minutes.
I mean, I was referring to Nancy. That's 10 minutes within that for this item. Okay, we'll go through. Is there any objection to extending to 12 o'clock and 10 minutes, another 5 minutes on the CFO item? Okay, without objection. Okay, Mr. CFO, could you wrap up your comments and we'll go to the next person on the stack?
Yeah, so let me quickly add this comment also. So far as considering the Great Plains, if that may be suitable or not, basically, if I can give this example, that it's like a kind of a divorce. It's a marriage. And we can go through divorce, but it's always very messy and very costly at this time in the game. So, I mean, realistically, it is not possible. And I will be happy to arrange a demonstration, say, for all the members from the consulting firm if they want to. And I think that will give a sense of perspective and sense of urgency.
Okay. We got next person on the stack is Bill. We got
Do we own the Great Plains?
Well, we got the next person on the stack is Bill, and we give each person get 90 seconds. Can we have our response for another 90 seconds? Because we got to get to the business and take some action items. So the next person is Bill.
Okay, well, I'll try to be quick, and I think I know the answer, but I just like to make sure the people in the stream know. Have you gotten any plans, really, from WBII or WPFW that to address the cash flow issues and also for KPFK because they have the big deficit from last year on their central services?
No.
Deanna, for the stop.
Okay, I got you. Yes.
Yeah, unfortunately, that is not the practice, and especially with the stations that don't have full-time business managers, it's very difficult to get any real meaningful information. So from all the stations, I would say that cash flow projections or any analysis is not forthcoming.
Okay. Michael?
Sorry, I was on mute. I'm wondering if you could, you talked about 30, 60, 90-day plans for some of the stations, and overall, if you could, not necessarily this evening, but if you could chart out the amount of money over 30, 60, 90 days that we need to come up with to try to cover some of these items that you've mentioned, I think would be very helpful if we could get those figures. So if that's something you could work on, over the next while, so we can have a sense of what it's going to take to cover some of the things you're talking about, I think would be very helpful to the planning that you're asking for.
Yeah, well, I have the numbers in my mind, but definitely for the sake of time, I'll defer this to an email follow-up.
Thank you.
Okay, Adriana.
Yes, Sam, hi. This is a difficult issue, but, in the propaganda machine that is running in Pacifica, yesterday in our KPFT LSB, was said there, our general manager complained in open session that he doesn't receive from the national office all the information that he needs. And I was asking, every Wednesday they have an leadership team meeting, and I couldn't, and he was asking for the PMB directors to be sure that we work this issue and make him receive the information that he needs. I will ask you to please be sure that he received the information that he's asking for, even when it's not detailed to us. Okay? I don't know if you know anything about it. Thank you.
So I would like to have some specific detail, what is missing and what we are not able to provide. There's a serious communication gap, and that is the reason why I'm starting a conversation with the general managers. And I don't have authority over them, so I'm requesting that they should attend the conference call that is being initiated by a couple of general managers. We should be able to resolve all this communication gap issues very quickly. But then I'm not able to respond unless until I hear some very specific items that we are missing.
Janet?
Yes, Janet.
Right. So you have talked about there not being enough money for the delegates election, but the mailing for the 2016 delegate election needs to go out by August 15th per the bylaws, and the NES is asking for $38,000 plus to negotiate with the mailing vendor, Drew Ballot. Will there be, is there money for that? And she needs it by July 20th.
Sorry, point of order, Mr. Chair. The 5 minutes from the CFO is done.
Okay. Sam, you want to quickly wrap up that question, and then we'll move on?
Yeah, so my direct answer would be no.
Okay. We'll now go on to the next item on the agenda. We have a report from our NFC chair. Brian, are you on the call? Brian.
Sorry. I wasn't aware that I had space on tonight's agenda. There are two motions pending from the NFC that I think are relatively inconsequential in the grand scheme of things, and I'd prefer to put them on one of our regular agendas. I have a motion speaking to items tonight, but it doesn't come out of committee. I'd rather present it on equal footing with the other members of this board. So I guess I would ask Mr. Chair if it's okay for us just to move on so that we have adequate time to take action on what we've been talking about tonight.
Michael, to this.
What we can do is move on to the P&B action item and put you on the stack, I guess, if you have an action motion.
That would be my request.
Okay. Jan Goodman, would you also put the motion that I put forward today in that stack?
Point of order. Point of order.
What's your point of order, Serene?
The member doesn't have the floor. Michael asked to be recognized. He hasn't been recognized. Why is she speaking?
Oh, I didn't hear Michael. Okay.
Am I audible?
Yes.
I understand Brian thinks they're inconsequential, but I would appreciate it if they could be presented either now or in the action items.
Yes, we're just going to let them present them, and Jan, you can present your motions and action items on that
yes.
time.
Not just his own motion, but the, I'm sorry, a point of order, not just his own motion, but the committee motions that were approved by the committee. Thank you.
Okay, well.
All right.
Okay, we're going to go. Brian said he didn't have a report, so we're going to go to the P&B right. action items and then deal with them there.
Bill for the stack.
What's your
Janet, point of information.
With a point of order?
Serene,
I'm sorry, point of information.
Yes, what Serene, the, what's your point of order?
I'm so sorry. What are the point of, what are the P&B action items?
Well, we'll get to them. They should
That's
have been.
That's where we can make motions. But can
to make any motions that have been made. Yes, Serene, what's your point of order?
The NFC chair does not have a report to make, but there are motions coming out of the NFC itself, and I want to go a little further than Michael. Instead of asking that they be wrapped into action items, I would ask that the committee items be presented now under the item where the chair would have spoken.
Well, the way we're going to do it, I'll do it this way. The chair made a recommendation, and I assume that would be a motion, that he wasn't going to give a report and move it to the action item. We'll let the body vote that up or down. And that'll resolve those issues. We still had his recommendation to deal with.
Right, but he would be doing the committee's business, and the committee has business. So I didn't even understand my subject.
No, he didn't.
Right.
He didn't say he's going to be doing the committee's business. He just said he wanted.
No, I'm sorry, Tony.
He didn't want to.
I'm sorry, can I speak for myself?
Let's let Brian make his recommendation. We'll go back to that and we'll see what. Yeah, Brian.
Yeah, look, I'm traveling. I opened the agenda a few minutes before we got on the phone and saw that there's a report for me as NFC chair. There were a couple of motions pending from the committee that I was assumed were going to get equal footing with other committee reports on our next regular agenda. I don't have them handy. Michael May, they were his motions in committee. They don't really speak to anything we've been discussing tonight. We have very limited time to take any action on that. I can't deliver you a report that'll get us there. So my report's over. I would like to be on stack for action item.
Okay.
Janet, point of information.
Yes, Janet, what's your question?
Okay, so as far as this action agenda item, it's my understanding that this would be, you know, because this meeting is about planning, discussing planning and policy regarding the Pacifica finances, is I would think that some kind of process should be in place, not just throwing out motions here and there. I have concerns about that.
Well, Janet, we'll get to that item on the agenda, but that's the way the agenda is set. That's what we have on the agenda.
Michael, to the stack.
And, yeah, Michael.
I will be happy to introduce the motions that were passed by the NSC in the action items. I have them.
Okay.
And doesn't.
So that ends the NFC report. We're going to go on to the P&B action items, and then we can deal with all motions there.
Janet, I'd like to get on the stack.
Okay, we have Brian, and we had Michael, and then Janet.
And Bill, I've asked several times to be on the stack.
Okay, Bill. We had Brian, Michael, Bill, and then Janet.
Janet.
Brian?
Yeah, and I apologize for the length of this motion. And it's been working from the priority order that our CFO laid out in his report. And some of our interim executive director's thoughts on what avenues we can move forward on. I'll read the motion. If there's a second, I'll motivate it. The motion is as follows. The P&B directs management to, one, transfer from KPFK funds to pay enough of Pacifica's fiscal year 2014 audit fees, approximately $30,000, to secure a signed audit for that year. Two, use the 2014 audit to pursue and present to the board for approval a mortgage against the property at 1925 Martin Luther King Jr. Way in Berkeley, which currently houses the national office. Any such loan must have its terms approved by the P&B to enter into effect. Three, prioritize the proceeds of the mortgage as follows. A, pay off the remaining balance of the fiscal year 2014 audit, approximately $25,000. B, pay our auditing firm the tax preparation fee, approximately $20,000, so Pacifica can file a Form 990 for fiscal year 2015 in time to stay legally compliant. C, pay the engagement fee for the 2015 audit, approximately $15,000, so work on that audit can begin and Pacifica can make progress towards reinstating its CPB eligibility. D, replenish the working capital depleted by paying for the 2014 audit. E, pay the remaining costs of the 2016 local board elections, approximately $100,000, so Pacifica can comply with its bylaws and avoid cost increases and legal expense resulting from delays.
Janet, point of information.
Okay.
I'm still reading. F, create a reserve fund of $85,000 for the sole purpose of paying fiscal year 2015 audit fees so that inability to pay them does not delay Pacifica's progress towards CPB reinstatement. G, pay off any other debt, for example, from the corporate credit card, accumulating interest charges at a higher rate than the mortgage. H, finance the initial cost of phased national direct mail appeals, which shall continue only if and so long as the return exceeds the investment. I, upgrade Great Plains, approximately $50,000, to prevent failure of Pacifica's accounting system. And the final item in the motion is develop plans for either selling or renovating and renting out the property at 1925 Martin Luther King Jr. Way in Berkeley, which plans shall include estimated costs and benefits, implementation timetables, and shall require board approval before being implemented. And Janet, I have just sent it out in writing.
Oh, thank you. You read my mind.
Okay.
You sure you included me?
Second to this motion?
That's second.
Who is that?
I'm sorry. Point of order?
First of all, who is the second?
And Novick's willing to second it.
Okay, Michael. Yes, Adriana, what's your point of order?
The point one is transfer from KPFK funds to paying off. Why don't we transfer from KPFA that owned the money?
I mean, Adriana, we can put you on the stack, but you had a point of order. What's your point of order?
Yes. Okay. That's okay. Put me in the stack.
Jan Goodman on the stack.
Okay. We had Adriana. Jan
well,
Goodman.
Brian would like to motivate first.
Okay. He'll motivate.
Yes. Point of information, this is Lydia.
Yes, Lydia, what's the question?
Since I'm not on the PMV list, I'm not receiving any drafts of these motions. Brian, can you send it to me as well at ED at Pacifica?
I've just sent it to you.
So I can follow along. Thanks.
Okay, Adriana.
Oh, Brian would like to motivate.
Oh, I'm sorry. Brian, you can motivate. Yeah.
Yeah. In discussions I had with Lydia in the last 24 hours in preparation for this meeting, she informed me that a $50,000 request had just been received at KPFK, and they had the flexibility to pay some amount towards the audit. KPFK also, as Bill has pointed out, does owe central service fees from previous years. Certainly amendable. Could also amend it to make it agnostic as to where it comes from. We've gotten ourselves into a trap where we have left ourselves no room to maneuver. We have several competing large ticket items, any of which risks creating large legal problems for us that we don't have the money to pay. Our own elections, our tax filing, our audit, our ability to maneuver, is most immediately compromised by the fact that we can't get an audit for 2014, without which no financial institution that would extend us credit is going to deal with us. And our easiest path forward, our lowest hanging fruit, is to get our CPB funding reinstated, which, so far as we know, the sole obstacle remaining to that reinstatement is getting up to date on our audits. Right now, they cannot move forward because we have been unable to pay our auditors. So the sequence that I'm proposing here is very simple. Scrape together whatever money we can find in the network to pay the auditors, use the audit to get a loan, use the loan to stay legally compliant on as many fronts as possible while we work towards getting our 2015 audit completed, and hopefully use that to get reinstated CPB money, and take some of the pressure off our existing debt payments. Credit cards are a terrible way to finance anything.
Okay.
Janet for the stack. Bill for the stack.
Sam on the stack.
I'm going to go Sam. By the we had Adriana, and then we had Jan Goodman, and then we have...
Michael.
Who is that?
Michael.
I'm the original stack.
And Bill.
Janet.
Okay. We had... Janet, Bill, CFO.
Serene is trying to be heard.
And Serene. And then Michael. Michael was before that. Okay.
Chair, point of information.
What's your question, Janet?
So shouldn't directors speak before the CFO or ED?
We don't have any rule on that, Janet, so we'll go with I hear people. But Adriana.
Yes, I'm proposing an amendment. Point number one will be locate excess funds at any and all units, and if they are sufficient, use them to pay enough of Pacifica FY 2014 audit fee, approximately, we're talking that $30,000 will be enough, to secure a signed audit for that year. I want to replace, that is my amendment, point number one.
you, could you submit that in writing while you're saying that?
Yes, with the, I'm doing it right now. And with, I want to, who, tell me again who's taking the 90 seconds.
Nancy, are you keeping the time on this? Nancy?
I thought I was just keeping the time on the person speaking.
Yes, each person has 90 seconds.
Right. So does that mean every time they start speaking?
Yes, 90 seconds per person, yes.
Right.
Point of information, Jan Goodman?
Yes, what's your question, Jan?
Do we have a time limit on each action item, or could this just take up the whole rest of the meeting?
The way we have...
time limit on each action item so that we can get to more than one?
Well,
it's one motion.
The extension was just until 12 o'clock and looked like that's all we have till 12. So
okay.
We'll have to get to
Does that mean 10 minutes?
Point of order?
What's your point of order, Janet? I mean, Adriana.
I don't know what we are talking. It's just one motion.
But, okay.
There are other motions.
Okay, we're not going to go back and forth. Okay, Adriana, that's not a point of order, but you were on the stack. Could you finish your motion, your amendment that you were making, Adriana?
Yes, and I'm sending it to everybody. Yes, but it's one motion. It's not different points.
Janet, I'd like to get on the stack for Adriana's amendment.
Adriana, had you finished your making your amendment?
She needs a second before it can be debated.
Okay, but I'm trying to finish. She's finished. You finished making your amendment?
Yes, sir.
Okay, is there a second to Adriana's amendment?
Michael, second.
Who's that?
Michael Novick.
Michael. Okay.
And Janet, I'd like to be on the stack for her amendment.
Okay, we have Janet on the stack for her amendment. Yes, Janet.
So I want to amend Adriana's amendment by saying, well, I haven't seen it yet, but she's talking about locating money from any and all units, not just from KPFK, to pay for the audit, the 2014 audit, but I want to amend by adding to that and making $37,377 available to pay for the 2016 election mailing. And it cannot wait until the after there's a mortgage or whatever. It needs to be done by July 20th. So I want to amend with that, and I will send that in when I...
Yeah. Is there a second to that amendment?
I'll second that one, too.
I second it.
Seconded by Michael. Is there any objection to that amendment?
Brian.
Brian, you objecting or you want to speak to it?
May I?
Yes.
Well, I'm just not convinced that there's a sum total of $67,000 extra in the network. So, Janet, I think your language should specify which of those two things is a higher priority for it to be something that management knows how to act on. Obviously, I laid out the priority order I thought was correct, but it just seems putting them on co-equal footing is kind of the problem we're already in.
May I respond?
Yes, Janet.
Right, so the priority I'm assuming you're talking about is the fiscal year 2014 audit and the 2016 election cost, the mailing cost. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, as I understand it, you're amending it to put them on co-equal footing.
And what I'm amending is finding, is Adriana's amendment to locate excess funds at any and all units to pay for the 2014 audit, and I'm saying, and also to pay for this $338,000 for the election mailing.
Okay, if that's the language you're sticking with, I'd like to speak against it. I think there is one thing on this list of items that puts us on a path to eventually be able to pay for all of them, and that is clearing this 2014 audit. It's the first domino. If we don't clear the 2014 audit, everything else starts to collapse, and not even the election will matter. I can't pump up the excess cash we have to find lying around. I can't cabinets pumping up the excess cash we have to find lying around from $30,000 to $67,000, because we have to start with the one that unlocks more money.
So may I motivate?
No, I object. This is like a conversation. I want to be in on this conversation.
Yeah, we got to hear more people on the staff. Who else want to speak on this motion?
This is Janet. May I motivate?
But we still got, we're into the stack now, Janet. We'll get back to you, but we got
to
get
Michael to the stack.
Who else wants to speak
Margie
on?
Margie wants to be on the stack.
I heard Margie, and then I heard Michael. Yeah, Margie.
Okay.
And remember, Bill, I'm still in the stack.
Bill, you weren't on the stack. Somebody, amendment, but not on this one. But I'll put you on it.
And Jan Goodman, I've been.
Thank you.
I was like the next speaker, and I'm now on to
Bill, we're on the stack for another motion, not on this amendment. Okay.
Point of information, Mr. Chair. Tell me when.
Donna, what's your question?
Yes. Tell me when, because everybody make a motion. I have the option to Brian Hatchett to motivate. I did mine. I have a second, but I didn't have the time to motivate.
Okay, well, we're going to have to get back to that, Adriana, when we finish all these stats, because we can't keep coming back. You should have said it at the time, but we'll try to get back to it. You can get time to motivate.
I should say,
hey, this is Michael.
Mr. Chair.
But we're out of order now. We got to deal with the with Janet's amendment to your amendment. We'll get back to it once we vote it up or down. We'll get back. If you want to motivate it then, Adriana, we'll get back to you. But now
can
we have to take
Janet
back with the amendment.
Her? If we are talking about an amendment, can be Janet motivate her?
We're going to get to Janet when we finish the stack,
okay.
Adriana. I already
okay.
said that before. But we got to finish the stack first, and then we'll get back to them. We have Margie.
Janet, have point of order.
What's your point of order?
Per Robert's rules, the person who makes the motion has the right to speak first on it to motivate it.
But also, Janet, per Robert's rules of order, you should have requested that. We've gotten well into your stack.
Yeah.
So we're going to have to finish
point of order, Mr. Chair.
Your motivation. We
point of order, Mr. Chair.
Yes, Brian, what's your point of order?
When Janet had the floor, she made argument for her motion. She already motivated.
Okay, let's finish the stack, and if we have to go back to them, if you want to motivate it at the end, we'll put you on at the end, because we're past your time, and you had the opportunity to do it, but we'll get back to you. Okay, we have Margie, we have Michael. Okay, Margie.
Okay, I absolutely agree with Brian that that dealing with the audit is the first order of business, and we may not be able to find the money for the elections, and I don't want those things to be equally considered in this motion. So I will vote against Janet's amendment, and I urge other members of this body to do so as well. We have to get ourselves out of the hole that we're in, and that involves making difficult priority decisions.
Okay, Michael.
I'm here. I want to speak in favor of the amendment. I think that people should recognize that sending out a national mailing to our membership around the elections is also a way to include an appeal for funds to cover the cost of the elections that could result in a return fairly immediately to us. And so I think it's both important to keep our promise for members that we have these elections and get back on the track of the bylaws dates, and B, I think it's actually a fundraising measure to conduct that mailing and have the opportunity for people to reimburse.
Okay, yeah, Bill.
Chair,
Grace,
I will go back to
what?
Grace for the stack.
I was on the stack for a long time.
No, let me clarify something. Only you all asked to be on stack for other items. Okay, we're not skipping you. I mean, certain people request to be on the stack for Brian's motion, and then others want to be on the stack for Adriana's motion. So that doesn't mean that you're still on. We're getting a new stack on this amendment, so I can put you on the stack.
A point of order.
Who is that?
Dan Goodman?
Yes. What's your point of order?
Would you consider the people who were on the stack for something, you know, previously, at least allowing them to speak to these amendments for other people because they have, you know,
what they were on the stack for a related item
and they probably have something to say on this item too. So it is unfair to just, you know, if I didn't jump up to say I want to be on the stack because I'd be saying I want to be on the stack every second. I thought I had, you know, already on the same topic initially. So
unfortunately, Ms. Goodman, that's what Robert Rules of Order require. I have to take a stack once if there's an amendment. I have to take a stack on that particular amendment and then reduce that stack and then go back to the original motion in the stack that we had for that. But that's the order that Robert Rules of Order has, and that's the order that we normally go under. But I have Bill and I have Jan Goodman.
I'm sorry, point of order. It's 5 minutes to midnight, I think. And we said we were closing at midnight, so I think we need to move on votes on all of these items before we are out of time.
But I'm sorry, Mike, we're not out of time, so I have to go to stack until we run out of time.
This is Grace Aaron. I have a point of information.
What's your question?
Before voting on this motion, which I think I support, I have two questions. The first thing is there any assurance that if we get the audit done, that we will not be too late to get CPB funding? We have already passed the deadline. It may not be possible to get CPB funding at this late date. That's the first question. The second question is, does KPFA still owe the foundation some money from the that they used a...
I can't. That's out of order. Your question has to be germane to what the subject matter is, which is the amendment that's in front of
us. It is germane because this is money that...
What's your point of order, Adriana?
Mr. Chair, it's not the back and forth. It's not the point of order.
Your recording has reached the maximum length. To replay your message, press 1. To delete and re-record your message, press 3. For delivery options, press 4. To send a fax, press 6. To cancel this message, press star. To send this message now, press pound or hang up.
Whoever's recording this, please not have it interrupt our meeting.
Michael, is there
to replay your message, press 1. To delete and re-record your message, press 3. For delivery options, press 4. To send a fax, press 6. To cancel this message, press star. To send this message now,
Michael,
press pound or hang up.
Can you, Michael, identify what's going on?
No.
To replay your message, press 1. To delete and re-record your message, press 3. For delivery options, press 4. To send a fax, press 6. To cancel this message, press star. To send this message now, press pound or hang up.
Could everybody mute? Okay.
Your message has been sent. Thank you for calling. Goodbye.
Okay.
Brian's here. I have responsive information to Grace's first question, if you want.
Yes, could you quickly respond to that?
Yeah. The 2014 audit will get us no money from CPB. The 2015 audit, I'm trying to work out the timing in my head. The 2015 audit was due by March of this year. The most we could have extended it was through June of this year. But the 2016 audit will not be due until March of this year. My understanding is that if we have the 2015 audit done before the 2016 audit becomes due, that's March of 2017, then we would be reinstated, but with a fraction of our previous year's money. It's reduced on a prorated date. It goes down 1/365th for every day that we're late with the audit. As soon as that March deadline rolls around, we need to be another year caught up.
Okay, Adriana, what's your point of order?
We need to vote because we don't have the time expired, and we need to vote in the votes in the motions, right?
Yes, I guess you're saying our time is up.
Serene for the floor.
Okay, Adrian is saying our time is up, and we have to go to the vote.
I have a parliamentary inquiry.
What's your question, Serene?
Okay, so I do have a point of information, but I need to know. I need to extend time so we can. I think we need about 15 minutes to wrap this up. May I make that motion now? That's my question.
You can't make a motion when you ask for a point of information, Serene. You ask for a parliamentary inquiry.
It is a parliamentary inquiry. I'm asking whether I can make
You made a parliamentary inquiry, and I asked you what the question was.
And my question is, would this be an appropriate time for me to make an extension, a request for an extension of time?
You can make an extension of time at any time when the time is up. We're out of time, so yes.
I move to extend 15 minutes.
Is there a second to extend 15 minutes?
Jan, so move.
Is there objection to extending for 15 minutes? Okay, without objection, we're extending for 15 minutes. We're going to go back to the stack that we had.
Chair, I was on the stack. I was on the stack for a long time.
Sam, I'm going to add you to the stack on the amendment. We got you on the stack for something else, but I'll add you to the stack of the amendment. But the next person I have was Bill, Dan Goodman, and then we'll get to you. Sam.
And do you?
I'm sorry, Janet. I was.
Janet, you had already spoken. We're going to get back to you.
But I was motivating, and so I want to get on. You know, I should be able to speak
to it. Janet, when we finish the stack, you got to motivate.
Do you have me on the
stack? No.
Okay, that's the stack that I have. We got Bill, we got Goodman, the CFO, and then we get to Janet. Okay?
You not hear Serene, who spoke before Janet started shouting?
Serene, we'll add you to the stack.
Thank you.
Okay, Bill.
Well, I want to hear from Sam first. So can we let him speak in my place?
Sam. We'll go with Sam.
So I've lost track of all the amendments and everything that was going on, but let me make my point. My point is that I completely support Brian's motion. The reason is that there is a surplus money, I would call it a kind of a windfall gain, that has come into KPFK accounts, and that we can easily use to pay off the audit fee and get the fiscal year 14 audit completed. That is the most difficult, the stumbling block that we have that we need to remove. By making it more complicated, like, say, looking at other sources and other stations, I can flatly say at this time, without any bias or prejudice, that there's no money in other stations. So it is only complicating the process that we are in. The second point is that the priority is so clearly laid out that even if we don't achieve even if we don't receive the mortgage money, but still the priority remains the same. Like Brian has laid out the calendar of events. If we don't complete the 2015 audit by this year and not apply for the
Janet, CCD, point of order.
What's your point of order, Janet?
This is a discussion about the amendment to pay for the election costs, mailing costs.
He's speaking to the amendment as he feels the priority relates to Brian's motion. I don't think he's out of order with his discussion. Could you let him finish? We only got 90 seconds to get to everybody. Sam, could you wrap up your comments?
Yeah, so we will get to that priority, and as we make efforts at different stations and as they improve our cash flow, we should be able to release some money for other priorities like the election expenses or those things. I don't want to put them on hold, but the first thing has to come first, and that is the 2014 audit.
Adriana, could you not interrupt? Sam, could you wrap
up? No, Mr. Chair, but we need to be fair to everybody. 90 seconds is 90 seconds for everybody.
Adriana, you're not the timekeeper. Nancy is the timekeeper for each person. I said at the beginning of this meeting that we're going to go by the timekeeper of the person. Now, Nancy is the one keeping the time for each person. So if we're either out of time. So, Sam, could you wrap up your comment?
Yeah, so I completely support Brian's motion, and let's not dilute that in any way because it's self-defeating.
Okay. Ms. Goodman.
I think that we have to prioritize items. And so I think that the audit, we have to prioritize things, but one of the things, no matter which of these priorities we look at, we need to leave money at the station to pay for the premiums that brought that money in. And this has been a problem, and I just want to say, no matter which of these happens, there has to be a view towards paying for the premiums and sending out the premiums. Otherwise, we're really going to lose faith with our listeners, and we will not be able to go back to that well again.
Okay, Bill.
Well, I think this is a good start of a plan, and I support it. I think it's obvious there is some money at KPFK, and we need to use it on this really critical thing. We've got to get the audits done, and I also agree with Janet. I think we have to fund the elections, and I think if we get this done, then we can spend a little more time, and I hope we have another meeting next week so we can continue this, frankly. Then we can just spend time on developing more plans to pay for these other things we need to do and figure out where the money's coming from.
Okay, Serene.
Okay, so I think we're too far in for me to offer an amendment. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. I'll just argue for this point that any money is taken and try to amend it later. Any money is taken from KPFK should be treated as advanced central services funds. And I'll say why. I think it was Brian who raised the fact that they owe central services from last year. There are several stations, including mine, that are in serious debt with regard to past due central services. But unless we're going to be applying a rule equally that says, well, every extra dime everybody has goes to their back central services, not to their forward central services, I would object to that being applied now unilaterally to KPFK. So if we do take money from KPFK, it should be treated as a credit. You know, for if we take money from KPFK for general foundation use, it has to be treated as a credit towards future central services.
Okay.
Sam on the stack.
No, we got a Sam. We already got a stack. We got enough. We got Janet is next.
Okay. So with Adriana's motion, amendment to include finding funds from not just KPFK. There is still money from the $400,000 bequest to Pacifica that was deposited in KPFA's bank account that is still owed to the national office. That should be looked into. And we cannot not have an election this year. We cannot extend terms yet again. So we have to have these elections, and we cannot violate the bylaws. And as I said, the mailing has to go out by August 15th, and this is a very time-sensitive issue. So
okay.
Vote for my amendment.
We're still on Janet's amendment, and is there anybody else who wished to speak to the amendment who hasn't spoken?
Grace.
Who?
Grace.
Grace. And then I heard, was it Adriana?
Yes.
Okay.
I would like to say that I agree with Janet that KPFK should not be the only the only station to be burdened with giving money to the national office. I agree with her. If KPFA still owes money from a bequest that they used improperly, that should definitely be looked into and that money used for these purposes. All in all, and I agree with her wholeheartedly about the importance of holding the election. That should be higher on the priority list. But so I agree with Janet very, very much, and I'm in favor of this her amendment.
Okay, Adriana.
Yes.
I it's exactly the same situation. We cannot keep playing with something that, if not legally, we will be, in one hand, people are suing us because we don't go have the election, and then they don't want to fund the elections. We are the audit, the 2014 audit. We are talking since a long time ago. And nobody wants to go into the executive session, and we have all the information. I know that in the accounts, as May 31st, we have in the whole account, at least in Pacifica, $500,000. And we didn't pay the $50,000 that we need for the audit. I think that the amendment that Janet just put there, we should vote for that, because our two priorities that we cannot stop doing it. We need to vote to have the money for the audit, and we need to have the money for election. And we need to go through the whole network, not only one station, because it's the one that is paying. No, everybody. We know that a lot of stations have money, and they owe money even from this year. We are not talking. We are punishing them. Only one station, they only that pay this year? I don't think so. I think that we should vote for Janet Wotion. Thank you.
Okay, anybody else who hasn't spoken on this matter wish to speak? If not,
Nancy?
Yes, Nancy.
I think the audit money is needed now, and the election money is needed by August 15th. That's like a month apart.
July something.
July 20th.
Okay, let's let Nancy finish her comment.
July 20th is when the election money is? I thought you said August 15th.
That's when the mailing has to go out. It has to be paid before.
Need upfront money for the mailing house.
Yes, July 20th.
Okay, Nancy, could you finish you wanted to finish your comment?
I don't know. I don't have anything else to say. I don't know what to do.
Okay.
I think Brian's thing is getting the audit done is a priority over the election. I think there's things, and I think there's contingencies in the bylaws for when you cannot do the election, if you have extenuating circumstances or something. I think you can have contingencies for delaying or postponing or whatever. I think that's in the bylaws.
It should have been last November.
Okay. Anybody else for the stack? We hadn't spoken.
This is Michael. I spoke.
I object. I object. Please.
Anybody else for the stack who hadn't spoken? And we'll go for a second round.
No second round.
Just to tell Adams, I'm just...
Ms. Adams, yes.
I'm looking over it right now, and I don't really see, like, a kind of deadline or something like that to find the funds to pay for the audit.
What do you mean?
She's looking for the July 20th and Lynn Serpy's email.
Oh.
She's looking for the audit.
She's looking in my motion language. There's no deadline in the language.
I'm looking at the motion. Exactly.
This week.
Okay.
We should have paid for the audit.
Okay, we're not going to have everybody speaking. Okay, Ms. Adams, did you have a question to ask, or you wanted to finish making your comments?
No, I guess I just wanted to point that out and ask if that was something that if everyone else thought we should add, or if it was fine the way it was.
Okay. Anybody else who hadn't spoken?
Yeah, we are on time, the 15 minutes that we have.
You're saying what? We're out of time?
Yeah, the 15 minutes that we have.
Okay, we're out of time, so that finished debate. We're going to have to go to the vote on the items that we have in front of us.
I have a ton of information.
What's your question, Serene?
Okay, so... assuming we're taking this KPFK money, what other terms under which we're taking it, since we don't have time to deal with an amendment? What does the maker of the motion understand, the original motion, understand to be how this amount will be treated.
May I, Mr. Chair?
Yes, you want to.
The motion includes a line that once there's a mortgage secured, the cash for the audit is returned from whence it came, back to working capital.
Okay. Did everybody submit that? Janet, you submitted your amendment in writing. Adriana, you submitted yours in writing?
Yes, sir.
Start off with Janet's amendment. Does everyone, Janet, you want to repeat it, sum it up so that everybody understands what they're voting on?
All right, let me just find it. All right.
I'm sorry, Tony.
Okay, so my amendment.
What's your question, Serene?
I'm seeing a motion here from Michael. Is that the same as Adriana?
Yes, it's Adriana's. Just ignore it.
Okay, thank you. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, Janet.
So my amendment is to amend Adriana's amendment, which I'll read hers. It says, locate excess funds at any and all units, and if they are sufficient, use them to pay enough of Pacifica's fiscal year 2014 audit fees, approximately $30,000, to secure a signed audit for that year. And my amendment is, and making $38,377 available to pay for the 2016 delegates election mailing costs.
Okay, everybody understand what Janet's amendment is? We'll now go to the vote. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Yes. Aaron?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Alexander?
Yes.
Yes. Bethune?
Yes.
Yes. Brown?
Yes.
Yes. Kesnave?
Yes.
Yes. Crozier?
Yes.
Yes. Edwards-Tiekert?
No.
No. Gammon? Can't hear you. Goodman?
Yes.
Yes. Coburn votes yes. Novick?
Yes.
Yes. Nwangaza? Can't hear you. Patel Adams? Can't hear you. Pinchback?
Yes.
Yes. Roberts?
I pass.
Pass. Sorden?
Yes.
Yes. Wilkinson?
No.
No. Gammon? Didn't hear you. Nwangaza? Sorry?
Patel Adams just came back on.
Okay. Nwangaza? Didn't hear you. Patel Adams?
Yes.
Yes. Roberts, you passed?
Yeah, I did.
How do you vote?
With difficulty, yes.
Yes. Okay, let me count. I have 13 yes, 2 no's, 0 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair is not voting.
13 yes, 2 no, 0 abstentions, 1 present not voting. This passes.
Can you check on Gammon again? Because it's connected, but I think it might be voicemail.
Well, it's after the vote has already been
okay
stated.
We check to see if Gammon is still on the line, and we're going to go on to the, now we're going to Adriana's amendment as amendment by Janet. Janet, you want to read it so everybody know what they're voting on as amended?
Yes. Locate excess funds at any and all units, and if they are sufficient, use them to pay enough of Pacifica's 2014 audit fees, approximately $30,000, to secure a signed audit for that year, and making $38,377 available to pay for the 2016 delegates election mailing costs.
Okay. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Maybe there's no objections.
Is there any objections to this amendment? Okay, without objection. We'll now go to the full motion with those two amendments. Madam Secretary, could you, well, I guess everybody understand what the full motion is with those amendments on it?
Yes.
Okay, is there any objection to the motion with those amendments added?
I have a question.
What's your question, Serene?
How painful would it be if we divided? No.
It's too late for that, Serene. We've already gotten into the vote now. If you haven't
I don't think it's too late.
Are you objecting to the motion as amended?
Is that raising your voice at me?
No, I was not raising your voice. I was just trying to be heard. So, Serene, are you objecting to the motion with the amendment? Serene?
I'm bringing a motion to divide. I do not believe it is out of order.
I think it is out of order at this point.
Point of order, Brian?
Yes, Brian.
Serene got the floor by asking for a point of information. She wasn't recognized to make a motion. No further motions are in order because time has expired.
Yes. So I assume that was an objection to the motion, Serene, and we'll go to the vote on the motion as amended. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Yes. Aaron.
Yes.
Yes. Alexander.
Yes.
Yes. It's Yoon.
Yes.
Yes. Brown. Can't hear you. Castanave.
Yes.
Yes.
Brown, yes. Castanave, yes. Crozier.
Yes.
Yes. Edwards Tiekert.
Yes.
Yes. Gammon. Can't hear you. Goodman.
Yes.
Yes. Coburn, yes. Novick.
Yes.
Yes. Nwangaza. Can't hear you. Patel Adams. Can't hear you. Pinchback.
Sorry, yes.
One moment. You're talking over each other first. Patel Adams?
Patel
Adams? Yes. Pinchback.
Yes.
Yes. Roberts.
Abstain.
Abstain. Sorden.
Yes.
Yes. Wilkinson.
Abstain.
Abstain. Gammon? Didn't hear you. All right, let me count. I have 13 yes, 0 no, 2 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair votes yes.
Yes, 14 yes, 0 no, 2 abstentions. This passes.
Okay, our time is up, and our meeting has concluded. Thank you all for your service. Thank you.
Great fun. Great fun.
Good night.
Good night.